Hey everyone, welcome to the end of season three as we close out by talking with Fred, who loves baseball. So we chat about his 12-day baseball trip down the West Coast, family, food, and a great story on how he met his wife. Stay tuned. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Tips Appreciated. Today we have Fred, and Fred is a major Blue Jays fan and has traveled with the Blue Jays. I'll just say with, but you have followed the Blue Jays on a West Coast trip. I think you have some great stories around the Blue Jays, your life, and really enjoying that part of the sports world. So Fred, welcome to the show.
Awesome. Thanks, Edmund. And thanks to both you and Vic for inviting me on. I appreciate it.
Nice. Yeah. Give our listeners a bit of intro about yourself.
Sure. Yeah. My name's Fred Thompson. I live here in Edmonton, Alberta. I've lived in Alberta for most of my life. I spent a couple of years across the border in Saskatchewan.
across the border. The flatlands.
Yes. Always been in the prairie provinces. And I've been a baseball fan for about like 25 years now. When I was a young guy, I started enjoying playing baseball when I lived in Water Valley, Alberta, which is just north of Cochrane. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it all started from there. I was forced to play by my parents because my brother was on a team and he got heat stroke one day in the summer. Okay. And they weren't going to have enough players to play, and I like really didn't want to, and they forced me to play, and I just like fell in love with it.
Nice.
And then over the years, that was like in the late 90s, so at that time, like, you couldn't watch every single game on TV. Mm-hmm. At least where I lived, we had rabbit ears and farmer. But I'd catch a Blue Jays game here and there on CBC with my grandparents who lived close by, and yeah, it kind of just blossomed from there.
Nice. So what position did you play when you got forced in?
I can't recall exactly, but as I got playing more and more, I played quite a bit of second base and then eventually third base. And then the last year when I was a teenager, I pitched a little bit, which I was like really nervous to do, but I actually ended up really enjoying it. So
nice. That's cool. So did you learn all the different types of pitches, like how to hold the ball and techniques, or you just threw it as fast as you could and
Yeah, I did. I also, one year when my mom took me to see the Blue Jays, I got a really cool souvenir ball that shows where to put your fingers for like different types of pitches. And it's got like a little guide on the side.
Yeah. So, oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, I'd use that, like hold the ball and like just sort of practice like how my fingers were on the seams. And yeah.
That's awesome, man. So Blue Jays, is it because you just started watching them on TV or?
The only Canadian team or? Yep.
Totally. My grandparents really liked the Blue Jays as well. And I think a lot of people you talk to about these kind of things, that's usually like a bond in their family that gets things started. And for me, I have a lot of memories of like long afternoons watching bad Blue Jays teams at my grandparents' house. And it's actually like pretty emotional. I know when my wife and I, we got to go to the Blue Jays playoffs in 2015, and they hadn't been to the playoffs since 1993. So when the game was starting, there was like a montage of like all the different teams and like moments, but like in those like past like 22 years. And I couldn't help but like think about like all the time spent with my grandparents watching games. And I got like a little bit choked up. I was like, oh my goodness, it's a lot all at once, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Well, that's a huge part of baseball and going to games, right? Mm-hmm. Is hanging out, socializing. I mean, games are long, right? You've got 9 innings plus sometimes, and they last quite a few hours, I would imagine.
Yeah. And like when you think about the pace of a baseball game, like it's slower, but like when you're watching a baseball game, it gives you an opportunity to like have a conversation with whoever's sitting next to you, whether it's at home or if you're at the ballpark. It's like really, like you said, Edmund, it's like a social kind of atmosphere to be at a baseball game, right?
Yeah. So keeping it in theme of family and baseball, I was telling Vic how you met your wife.
Yes.
to tell our listeners and viewers the story. Actually, Vic doesn't have all the details, so we'd love to hear it again.
Sure. So when I was wrapping up my post-secondary at NAIT, my brother and I went that spring to see the Blue Jays at opening day. So we saw the first three home games that year, and opening day is always like really special because it, you know, it's been like a long winter of waiting and everybody's so excited for the new season. So we managed to save enough to go for that. And at the time I had for like the last like year or so, like really gotten into like the Blue Jays Twitter community. And my wife, Catherine, was a part of that as well. So we went and we met a handful of people and we went for like, there was like some organized drinks after the game. And so she was there and a bunch of other people. And it's funny in retrospect, because like, I didn't really talk to her that much. She talked to my brother a little bit, but like the whole group of people there, like really made us feel welcome because we were from outside the province, right? So, and that was really cool. And so about a year went by, and in 2013, the Blue Jays, they didn't end up doing that well by the end of the season, but they had got like lots of free agents and there was like a couple exciting trades that brought exciting players to the team. Like if anyone listening is a baseball fan, that's when they got R.A. Dickey from the Mets, and he was the Cy Young winner the year before. So he was like the pitching MVP, and they made a big trade with the Miami Marlins. So they got Jose Reyes and Mark Burley and like some other guys. So I was like, oh man, it was before I was like really into my career yet. And I had a little bit of spending money. So I'm like, I'm doing lots of baseball trips this year. So I did a handful, but one of which was, I was just looking for a quick weekend to go to Toronto in May, and my brother couldn't go and my best friend couldn't go. And I tweeted about it, and Catherine, I think she direct messaged me, and she was like, hey, if you're like seriously thinking of coming down just for the weekend, I can probably get us tickets if that's cool with you. And I was like, yeah, sure. So I went. I was working a job where an afternoon shift, so I'd start at like 2:30 in the afternoon and be done at like 10:30 or so. Mm-hmm. So I got off work early, like an hour early, so I could take like the overnight flight to Toronto. And then nice. I booked my hotel for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so that I could arrive at whatever it is, 6 a.m. and just go to my hotel and sleep, because the game started at 1.
Mm-hmm.
And like the ballpark opens at like 11. So it's like, oh, I need to have like a power nap here.
Nice.
So Catherine had, she had a friend that worked for the Blue Jays, and like they often will comp their employees like some tickets if they have any available. So I didn't know that that's what was happening, but they got us really great seats for the Saturday and Sunday game. And we went for dinner and everything, and it wasn't meant to be romantic, but we just kind of like hit it off and it was really cool. And then lo and behold, I didn't know any of this, but she was still sort of getting her career going. And she later that summer got recruited by a company in Edmonton here.
Oh, and wow.
It was like the right opportunity. So it all kind of just lined up and the rest is history.
Oh my God, it's meant to be. That's so cute.
Yeah. So yeah, since then we've been on like lots of baseball trips together. And that's one thing we really enjoy about each other is when I met her, she was a season ticket holder for the Blue Jays. She had like a really cool pass that you can't get anymore called the Toronto Star season pass. And it was when you could get 80 games. So it was all the games except for the home opener for $99.
Wow.
Whoa. And it was like up in like the top seat way up high, but like, that's like pretty sweet.
Incredible.
Like,
yeah.
80 games.
Yeah.
It's like $1.50 a game kind of thing. So yeah. So she's been to more Blue Jays games than I've been to, but we definitely non-COVID times try to plan at least like one or two baseball trips a year if we can.
Nice. Yeah. When you told me about your baseball trips is pretty incredible. Before we jump into that, though, like, is your favorite player Batista, since I see a jersey behind you? Or who is your favorite player? Do you have a favorite player?
My favorite player all time is Roy Halladay. He's a really great pitcher for the Blue Jays, and he played a couple years for the Phillies as well. And he was like the man for me. And it was really unfortunate because the Jays could never really get their act together when he was around. But obviously, yes, we love Batista in this house as well. The story of that is actually that was a jersey that Batista wore in a game. My wife was already living here, but she kept extending her Toronto Star season pass because it was such a great deal and you couldn't just buy it anymore. Yeah. But it was like kind of grandfathered for renewals. So she renewed her pass and she could just give her tickets to her parents. So her mom, after she moved here, like went to a ton of Jays games in her place just for something to do. And on the last day of the season, the Blue Jays were doing this jersey off our backs sort of giveaway promotion contest thing. And my wife's mom was selected first and she got to pick any player in the lineup whose jersey she wanted. And she's like, well, I want Batista.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So she got to go on the field and they presented it to her.
Oh, so cool.
Yeah.
Wait, did he actually like take it off and was like, here you go? Or was it like a different jersey, a clean jersey?
I think the way the Blue Jays marketing department wanted it is what is that's how it would be, but I don't think that's how it actually worked out. I think like he went down to the clubhouse and then like took it off and sent it, somebody brought it back up, but
yeah,
she put it in a really nice frame and gave it to us. So now it's in my office, which is
nice.
Pretty cool.
That's so awesome.
So speaking of baseball trips, you have gone on a few trips, right?
I have.
All right. So how many trips would you say you've gone to?
I don't know the number of trips, but I've been to 12 ballparks. Mm-hmm. There's 30 total, and I've been to 99 games because I have a tracker on my phone.
Nice.
So I was supposed to go to number 100 and a few beyond that last year, but COVID kind of ruined that for us.
Yeah. Your goal is to visit all the parks, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to visit all the parks. I've been to most of the ones on sort of like the west side of the continent. So I've been to all the California ones. There's 5 teams in California.
Yeah.
I've been to Arizona, Colorado, which is like actually like a really cool place to visit, especially if you're from Alberta. It's a quick flight down.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle, a handful of times. Lots of Canadians like to go to Seattle. And then obviously Toronto. And then sort of in the middle of the continent, I've been to Chicago Cubs, Chicago White Sox, and then Milwaukee. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's about as far as I've gone. The only other trip we've done is actually in 2020 before the pandemic. We managed to get out to spring training in Florida.
Nice.
So that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
awesome.
So which parks have been, do you have a top 3 parks or?
Yeah. Of the ones I visited, I think there's a couple that we're hoping to visit that I think might shift our rankings a little bit, but my favorite is Petco Park in San Diego. It's just like such an incredible vibe there. The food's great.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like for anyone that's been to San Diego, it's just like the most chill place ever.
It is. Yeah, I really like it there.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, I've been to San Diego twice for baseball and it hasn't disappointed. And like, if you like tacos and, you know, craft beer.
Yeah, the Mexican food is so good there.
So good. So I really enjoyed going there. San Francisco's ballpark is like beautiful. I think everybody needs to go to San Francisco at least once to see all like the iconic landmarks and
I
stuff.
Agree. But yeah.
It's actually not my favorite place to visit. But I would say if there's like another baseball highlight is Wrigley Field in Chicago.
Oh,
it's like very different than San Diego. It's like, it was built, I believe, in 1914. My wife and I went for the 100th anniversary. It's really old, but like you can go on the ballpark tour there as you can in most places. But there they have like so much history behind it. And it's kind of cool, like sitting in seats that, you know, people sat in like 50 years ago, 80 years ago, 100 years ago, basically doing the same thing. Right?
That's amazing.
Yeah, I went to that one too. That one was pretty nice as well.
Did you do the tour too, Vic?
No, I didn't do the tour. I just went for a game and then the other one I went to was the Yankee Stadium for another baseball game. Yeah, that one was pretty cool. But I have to say, so Yankee Stadium, I think it's located in the Bronx. So when you're in the train, you're like, oh, okay, it's nice. And then you notice a difference. You're like, oh, it's not that nice anymore. And then I was like, okay, for sure, I don't want to be here caught at nighttime. That's a fact, right? But super cool stadium, though.
Yeah, my wife and I were actually just talking about this, about Yankee Stadium. It's like you go there and then you get right back on that train.
Yeah,
you
don't go totally. Yeah.
That's amazing. That's hilarious. And you and your wife planned a West Coast trip a few years ago too, right? You pretty much just followed through Seattle all the way down?
Sort of. So this is the trip we called our mega trip at the time.
Okay.
We didn't actually do it in a logical order because we're a little bit reliant on the Blue Jays schedule and like the sequencing of the game. So how it went was we went from Edmonton to Anaheim. They were playing a 4-game series against the Angels. Actually, now that I think back to it, I thought we were flying into the John Wayne Airport that's like in Anaheim there. And we get up to the counter in Edmonton and I had booked us at LAX, but forgot. So that was like dumb. But anyways, so when we got to LAX, I was like, oh, we should just get on one of these like Disney buses. But the Disney buses were booked. So there was like another like van. And the van like took us like through like an interesting tour through like Compton. And like, I was like, oh man.
Oh, no.
We made it safely. Once we got to Anaheim, it was great. We I think the first two games for sure, it was a Thursday, Friday. Those were night games. So we arrived on Thursday, went to the Angels game. Then the next morning we went to Disney, then did the Angels game in the evening. And then on Saturday and Sunday, they were afternoon games. So we did the ball games earlier in the day. And then we did like Disney and California Adventure in the evening. Nice. So it's like, I'm sure a lot of your listeners have been down there before. It's like a 5-minute taxi ride or Uber ride from the ballpark to Disney. So that's like a pretty cool trip for families to go there. And then where we went next on this trip was we flew from the John Wayne Airport this time at Santa Ana up to Seattle. The Jays had a 3-game series in Seattle, which is always like a lot of fun if you've never been when the Jays are there, because lots of people come from Alberta and BC and I think even Saskatchewan. And it feels a little bit like a home game. And Seattle's just beautiful. I could go there a million times and never get sick. And then from Seattle, what we did was, I think, it was on the Sunday game. We had a late night flight down to San Diego. So we got to San Diego and the Jays weren't playing in San Diego. They were like back to Toronto, I think. So we were just seeing them play the Giants or somebody. The San Diego was great. I had been there once before, but my wife hadn't. So it was cool taking her to the ballpark. I think we did 3 games there. And we also did like obviously restaurants and stuff and we rented bikes and like the waterfront there is really beautiful. So that was fun. And then we did a pool day. Like we aren't like really pool day people, but it's just like so beautiful there that it was like, okay, this trip is a bit crazy. Let's take a day and relax and like catch our breath a little.
Nice.
And then the last ballpark we saw on this trip was Dodger Stadium. So you can take a train. It's just an Amtrak train from San Diego back to LA. Oh. And I believe it's like an hour and a half-ish. It's like not bad at all.
Oh, wow. That's quick.
Yeah. And we managed to get to time it really well. The game we saw at Dodger Stadium was Vin Scully's last game as a broadcaster. Oh. And if you know about the Dodgers, Vin Scully was a broadcaster for them back when they were the Brooklyn Dodgers, like in the 60s, 50s, 60s. So it was his last game at Dodger Stadium before he retired. So the Dodgers were doing like all these cool things for him before the game. And then it was like a bit weird, but like also kind of cool. At the end, he like sang after the game, he sang Wind Beneath My Wings to his wife, like in front of all the fans.
Amazing. Like, serenading to her.
Yeah. And it was like, it was actually kind of weird, but like crying. So
weird.
And because it was the end of September, the Dodgers were in a playoff race and they actually hit a walk-off hit. So they won the game. I believe it was in extra innings against the Rockies to win the division. So it was like, they like made it to the playoffs and it was Vince Scully's last game. And we were really excited, but we were also like very sunburned because we had never been to Dodger Stadium. So we got seats that were like in the sun all day.
Yeah.
So we were like half watching the game, half watching the shadows like creep around. We're like, come on,
please,
come on.
Please. Amazing.
So that's a pro tip. If you're, if you don't do well in the sun in some of these places, you should like figure out the time of the game and where the sun's going to be so that you don't accidentally go online and be like, oh, there's lots of tickets on this side.
Yeah. I wonder why.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeez. So how long was that trip again? Like,
I think it was like, we did it in like 12 days or something.
Wow.
So it was pretty crazy. Obviously with no kids or anything, like doing like the multiple flights wasn't really a big deal. But yeah, it was really cool to see that many ballparks. Typically we don't travel quite that way. Like now I'm getting to the point where I like to like arrive in whatever city we're going to like the day before and like leave the day after.
So you're getting old is what you're saying. That's me. It's like, before it's like, you know, I'd fly in for a conference, ready to go for the conference. Now it's like, I want to be there the night before, I need a good nap. So speaking of pro tips, so when you're planning these trips, what advice would you give our listeners?
Definitely, well, the one I just did, like, don't be afraid to leave the day before. And the overnight flights are great when you need them, but it's not as fun when you're at the ballpark tired or doing whatever activities tired. The other things that I would say is do your research on tickets. I usually, like, if I'm going to go to a baseball game, and like it's a little bit different than hockey, even like hockey, the capacity is way lower. So I feel like sometimes it's even harder to find a deal.
Mm-hmm.
But with baseball, generally the stadiums are bigger. So I usually like to take a browse through the team directly. Mm-hmm. And if that's the best deal, I like to buy it that way because the fees are usually less.
Mm-hmm.
But often you can find really good deals on like StubHub.
Yeah, I've used StubHub for the baseball tickets as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My wife and I actually found a cool life hack when we were in Toronto in 2019. We didn't buy all our tickets before we went. Like we went to like 10 games or something crazy. It was like a full homestand. But for the last game, I didn't buy tickets in advance. And we sat outside the stadium until it was a 7 o'clock first pitch, and we waited till about 6:30. Mm-hmm. And on the team's site, I think I had like tested this out in advance, or else there's no way I would do this. But I was just waiting until a certain time. And then there's tickets that they save for comping like players. Like some players, mm-hmm. if they like come to the ticket box office before the game and they played in the majors for like a certain period of time, the teams just give them free tickets.
Oh, wow, that's so cool.
So this is like a super life hack. So they have to hold them for a certain period, like right up to game time, basically, before they can like release them and sell them.
Mm-hmm.
So I had sort of just like monitored this like pattern with the tickets for a while before our trip. And I found these seats that were like really good, like right behind the plate.
Wow.
Where you could do this. And wow. They were like kind of expensive, but they were like, I couldn't get them otherwise.
Yeah.
So that was like pretty cool. And then the other thing that I would recommend is just have the public transit figured out a little bit in some of these cities. Like parking can be like awful or non-existent mm-hmm. at a lot of these ballparks. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have to use the train. So if you're not the type that normally uses public transit, you know, I don't think it's anything to worry about, but like do a little bit of research on like what line you need to take and how to get back to your hotel safely, just so that that's not something that's like stressing you out, like either on your way to the ballpark or after the game.
Yeah.
Nice. Very cool. Food wise, we always merge into food when we chat. So any memorable ones outside of tacos in San Diego?
Yeah, there's like, I would say that my favorite ballpark food that I've had so far is crab sandwiches in San Francisco.
Oh,
they are so good. That was definitely a highlight there. Another would be in Milwaukee, of all places. They had really good like hot dogs and sausages. And then of course, like Milwaukee's really famous for brewing beer. So there's lots mm-hmm. of opportunities to have a beer if you want it.
Yeah.
And then I think the third one I would want your listeners to know about is right field. There's a restaurant called the Hit It Here Cafe.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you can buy tickets and you're basically sitting, like your partner would be sitting to your right or your left, and you're overlooking the game. And it's like food service right to your seat.
Wow.
And it's like, it's a great view of the ballpark. And if you like look to the right, if the roof is open, you can see like the Space Needle and like a great view of downtown. So like, if you're looking to do something a little bit different, I would like consider buying a ticket for the Hit It Here Cafe in Seattle.
Nice.
And in general, if you're going to more than one game at a stadium, sitting in different places is like a good idea too, because you get a different perspective of the game.
Yeah.
You can kind of even out the pricing. Like if you want to sit like really close one night and pay a lot, but then maybe the second night, like back off a bit. But that's also a good way to find all the cool, like little concessions or treats in the ballpark too, is because they don't all sell the same things at all the kiosks, right?
So Yeah, totally. Nice. So when you talk about all the games, and I see your jersey in the back, you always have a thing every year when the new MLB The Show game comes out, right?
Yes.
Don't you get the Edmonton jersey made? Or
I was doing that for a while, actually. Uh-huh. So I was interacting with a guy on Twitter that he was basically doing this as a side hustle, like creating logos for people. Because in the game, you can create a logo to put on your jersey, but like you can't just like upload it. You have to like build it from scratch and like use layers. And I am not the person to try to do that. I think for 2 or 3 years, I was paying this guy $80 or $100 or whatever to do that. And he'd do it in a couple days. This year, I didn't. They have like some more like jerseys and stuff you can use. So I passed this time. But usually I was the Edmonton Prospects 1 year. I was the Trappers 1 year, I think. And then I was the Edmonton Cracker Cats another year, which is like if you're a baseball fan from Edmonton, that's like a deep track. The Cracker Cats were only here for a couple of years, but they had like a really cool mascot and logo.
I totally miss the games like locally because they were so cheap, but like so fun to attend.
Yeah. And the prospects moved out to Spruce Grove. I'm not sure if their season's going to still be on here in 2021, but Edmonton got a new team called the Edmonton Riverhawks.
Really?
Yeah, they haven't played yet, but I saw they had to cancel the 2021 season because of COVID.
Yeah.
But they'll be back next year, and they're playing down at, it's called Remax Field now, or formerly TELUS Field.
Yeah.
But you're right, like going to a ball game in the River Valley is so fun.
Yeah, it's so fun going. Like, I'm not a huge like baseball nerd, but I just love attending because of like the atmosphere and everything. It's super fun.
Yeah. When I was going to post-secondary, I was just like a single guy who couldn't cook. And it was the Edmonton Capitals. If I wasn't doing anything, I would just like go down to the game and like, so I could have a hot dog and a pop. Nice.
Not even that's Costco. You got to go to a baseball game for that.
Yeah. Costco. $1.50. That's amazing. Well, thanks, Fred. I know you guys are also Disney fans, especially Catherine. I think you mentioned to me Disney World is huge for her. We'd love to have you on in season four. Maybe we could, what are the chances you think we can convince Catherine to come on the show and talk about Disney World?
I think she would do it.
Yeah.
She loves it.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. That's awesome. Okay. We're going to close this off, and we typically have one question each for you. I'll start and then I'll pass it over to Vic. So mine is, have you ever sang Wind Beneath My Wings to your wife?
I have not. Please don't give her that idea. I don't think she would like it. She'd be a little bit embarrassed. So no, I haven't.
Okay.
All right. Not even for like an anniversary or anything. Like, okay, I'm going to sing this to you. She'll be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Stop.
Yeah. Maybe if we make it to the 50th anniversary, we'll see. Maybe if we
make it. Actually, fun fact, Fred and I actually share the same wedding anniversary.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Crazy, right?
Crazy.
Anyways. All right, Vic.
Okay.
Your question.
Okay. My question. Do you think the Oilers will make it to the playoffs or the Blue Jays will make it to the playoffs? Who has a higher chance?
Oh, I think the Oilers are looking pretty good. I became an Oilers season ticket holder on like March 13th of last year. And then the very next day, the season was canceled. So.
Not
very good with money over here.
So then what did they do? Like, do they just give you back your money, or they're like, okay, when this is all over, you guys?
Yeah, they basically just rolled it over to next year, so I've got quite a bit of my next year season tickets paid for already.
Nice. That's awesome.
All right, so you're picking the Oilers.
Yeah, I think the Oilers are gonna do good. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Awesome. Let's hope so.
Awesome. Well, Fred, thank you for being on the show, talking baseball, your experience, the trips, sharing a lot of your pro tips too. Mm-hmm. I'm sure if our viewers or listeners have any questions, they'll either throw it down in the comments or they'll find you online too. So what's the best way to reach out to you, Fred?
If you're a baseball fan, you can find me on Twitter. My handle is Your Best Fred, like your best friend, only Fred.
Awesome.
Yeah, and we've got quite a cool little Blue Jays community, so you can check out my followers list for lots of good baseball follows too.
Awesome. Cool. Thanks, Fred. Appreciate your time today.
Thanks for coming on.